Lack of agreement about the unionists means that Sinn Féin's Danny Morrison, or the SDLP's Dennis Hoy, could win Mid Ulster, and the SDLP's Eddie McGrady can unseat Enoch Powell. However, even settling on a single unionist candidate would have little effect on nationalists West Belfast. The main fight there is between outgoing MP Gerry Fitt and the SDLP's Dr. Lack of agreement about the unionists means that Sinn Féin's Danny Morrison, or the SDLP's Dennis Hoy, could win Mid Ulster, and the SDLP's Eddie McGrady can unseat Enoch Powell. However, even settling on a single unionist candidate would have little effect on nationalist West Belfast. The main fight there is between outgoing MP Gerry Fitt and the SDLP's Dr. Joe Hendron, but the man expected to win is Sinn Féin's Gerry Adams.
Planning permission has been refused for a fish processing plant by all urban council. With the report, here's Sean O'Sullivan.
The plant has promised to provide 20 jobs when in full production. The assistant Cork County manager, Mr. David Murphy, signed the order preventing planning permission. Production at the plant has gone ahead without a planning application to the local authority.
The company will be forced to send 10 of their employees to join the ranks of the unemployed when their current production of The Unseen Hand by Sam Shepherd ends this week. Mr. Williams explained that a number of these have been recruited under a manpower employment scheme, and their remaining employees would work for what he termed as a pittance. The company started out as a professional theatre group in 1980. This year, they took over and renovated the Ibernia Theatre in the Grand Parade at a cost of £10,000. For the last 2 years, they received Arts Council funding of £3,000 a year. This year, they applied for a grant of £30,000 to develop their work, but they were refused any funding. Said Mr. Williams, everybody, including the Arts Council, is in favour of a professional company in Cork, but the company seems to be sacrificed to enable the Arts Council to expand its activities in other areas. This is Tim Desmond for ERI News.
South African airstrikes into Mozambique have been widely condemned. The attacks were in retaliation for the car bomb explosion in which 17 people were killed in Pretoria on Friday. Britain, France and the Soviet Union, as well as anti-apartheid groups, have protested about the South African Air Force attacks. 5 people were killed and over 20 people wounded. The United Nations Secretary General has deplored the escalation of violence in Southern Africa and the loss of innocent lives. Our Munster weather now, remaining rather cloudy with some scattered light showers in the west. Winds light, variable, temperatures dropping to 5 degrees Celsius. Well, it's just 8 minutes past midnight. From me, John O'Connor, and the ERI Reports team, a very good night.
From Cork City to Munster, ERI 24-hour news.
ERI. Sometimes, when I'm all I get this feeling.